是能见。
哈利路亚 ，Thanks to the grace of God。
主耶稣看顾我们，让我们大家平安又过一个星期。
Our Lord Jesus has been protecting us through another week。
我们今天来到这里，遵守神的诫命啊，守安息，求神多多的祝福我们大家。
We're here today to obey the commandment of God to observe His Sabbath. May the Lord bless all of us.
我们今天上午要查考一个任务。
This morning we would like to study a biblical character.
这个任务是我们大家都很熟悉的一个人。
Whom we're all familiar with.
他就是以色列国的第三任国王。
He was the third king of the kingdom of Israel.
所罗门。
His name was Solomon.
第一任国王是扫罗。
The first king of Israel was Saul.
因为扫罗上任不久，他违背神的命令，不听话，神就把他废掉了。
Not long after his kingship, King Saul disobeyed the Lord's command, and the Lord abolished his kingship.
后来就立所罗门的父亲大卫做王。
And the second king was the father of Solomon, David.
大卫王起初，对神非常的敬畏。
In the beginning, David was very devout and feared the Lord.
他的国位就一天一天的稳定。
And because of this, his kingdom prospered day by day.
但是到了国家强盛的时候，那个时候他的敬畏神的心慢慢就减低了。
But his fear for the Lord decreased as the kingdom prospered.
所以这大卫王后来也有下士。
Therefore, King David also failed in one aspect.
第三任国王就是大卫王的儿子所罗门。
Third king was David's son Solomon.
这位所罗门刚上任的时候非常的敬畏神，爱神。
When he first became king, he feared the Lord and loved the Lord very much.
因此神就大大的祝福他。
Therefore, God blessed him tremendously.
让他智慧充足。
God filled him with wisdom.
这国家富强
，and God gave him strength and riches in the country.
国泰民安
，and there God also gave him peace among the foreign nations.
但是过了不久
，but not long afterwards,
因为他贪图享受
，because he indulged in pleasure.
就做了很多神不喜欢的事情。
King Solomon did things that displeased the Lord.
甚至到后来去拜偶像。
And eventually, he even worshipped foreign idols.
因此，惹起神的愤怒。
And he brought about the wrath of God.
神要把他的国位给他废掉。
And God determined to take away his kingship.
但是神还纪念他的父亲有很多优点，但他起初也有很多的优点，就没有在他活着的时候把国位夺回，就是在他死了以后。把国位夺回大部分夺回来四个遍。
However, because the Lord God remembered the good deeds of his father King David and also the initial good deeds of Solomon, God did not abolish his kingship in his lifetime, but rather after he died gave his kingship to another person.
本来神应许他的说，你如果遵守神的诫命，神就让他的子子孙孙永远不断坐在国王的位上。
God had originally promised King Solomon, if you keep my commandments, I will keep your descendants on this throne.
但是因为他后来这个不听神的命令，就是体贴肉体去犯淫乱许多的这个淫乱的罪。
But because he did not obey the commandment of the Lord, and he gave himself to sexual immorality.
所以在他儿子罗伯安的时候，神就把他国位以色列十二个支派夺回了十一个支派。
So during the time of Rehoboam, who is the son of Solomon, God gave 10 out of the 12 tribes to another person.
现在我们来一边一项一项的来查考。
Today we'd like to study Solomon. From different perspectives.
先查考所罗门富强的原因。
First of all, we would like to study the reason for the prosperity of Solomon.
先看列王记上第三章。
Please turn to 1 Kings chapter 3.
在旧约四百二十面。
First Kings chapter 3.
旧约四百二十面啊，列王记上第三章
First Kings chapter 3
第三节
verse 3
啊，请在这里，我们有一个那个线呢、啊，圣经上有个线啊，把它放在这里，因为啊，可能这一节会常常翻这个列王记上前面的几章。
You may want to place your bookmark here, since we'll be returning to this passage often.
第三章第三节
First Kings chapter 3 verse 3
所罗门爱圣。遵行他父亲大卫的律例，只是看在求探啊，献祭烧香。这是说啊，所罗门拜神遵守啊大卫啊的律例，也就是遵守神的律例。
Solomon showed his love for the Lord by walking according to the statutes of his father David.
啊，那这所罗门怎么爱神法嘞？
And how did he show his love?
啊，当然会有很多的表现。
And there are many ways he showed his love for the Lord.
啊，我们爱神第一就是要从心里做起。
To love God, first we must do it from our heart.
啊，当然后来也有行动的表现。
And following that, we need to practice it in our deeds.
我们看所罗门他当初最重要的一个爱神的表现是什么？
Let us study the most important sign of Solomon's.Obedience to the Lord.
啊，我们看第四节。
Between Solomon's love for the Lord, please read verse 4.
所罗门王上基片去献祭，因为在那里有极大的求坛。他在那求坛上献一千牺牲，做燔祭。第五节。
Verse 5.
在基片，夜间梦中。神向所罗门显现，对他说：“你愿我赐给你什么？你可以求。”这是啊，所罗门他去啊献祭。
Here King Solomon offers sacrifices to the Lord.
啊，在上这个求坛上献一千的牲畜，可以说啊，在当初啊他国家还不太富强的时候，可以说他已经尽心尽力了。
He offered a thousand He offered a thousand burnt offerings on that altar, and he did his best from what we can tell.
啊，神看到他这种爱神的心，啊，有这种举动，神就向他显现。
And because the Lord realized that King Solomon loved him, he appeared to him.
啊，就问他，啊，你需要什么可以向我求啊？
And he told King Solomon, ask for whatever you want me to give you.
啊，我一定会大肆赐爱给你。
And I will show my blessings and grace to you.
啊，于是啊，所罗门啊就向他求。
And King Solomon asked the Lord of one thing.
啊，第七节。
Verse 7.
我的神啊，如今你是仆人，接续我父亲大卫作王，但我是幼童，不知道应当怎样出入。第八节。
Verse 8.
仆人住在你所拣选的民中。这民多得不可胜数。第九节。
Verse 9.
所以求你使我智慧，可以判断你的民，能辨别是非。不然，谁能判断这样众多的民呢？第十节。
10.
所罗门因为求这事，就蒙主喜悦。十一节。
11.
神对他说：“你既然求这事，不为自己求寿、求福，也不求灭你仇敌的性命，但求智慧。”可以轻松。十二节。
12.
我就应允你所求的，是你聪明智慧，甚至在你以前没有像你的，在你以后也没有像你的。十三节。
13.
你所没有求的，我也赐给你，就是富足尊荣，是你在世的这列王中没有一个能比你的。啊，我们看神赐给他的慈爱多么的大。
We can see what a tremendous blessing and grace the Lord has showered upon Solomon.
啊，我们现在拜神也就是献祭。
Today we worship God. The way to offer sacrifices is to worship the Lord.
所以我们弟兄姊妹如果热心拜神，神也会大大的祝福我们。
If we worship the Lord zealously, the Lord will also bless us.
可以说一切好处都赐给他了。
God essentially gave Solomon all the good blessings he could ever ask for.
Oh, 他的智慧极大。
He had a great wisdom.
甚至于住在很远的地方的国王都跑来听他指挥的话呀。
Even kings from distant foreign nations came all the way to Israel to listen to the wise words of Solomon.
有一个南方王从老远来见他。
The queen of Sheba from the south came to see Solomon.
准备许多难题来问他。
She prepared many difficult questions and posed them to King Solomon.
他没有一个答不上的。
And he answered every single question.
那位女王这样讲，她说啊，现在啊，我才真正的知道我在我国中听到的啊，还不到一半啊，就是你的智慧那么大。
And the queen said, now I realize that what I have heard in the past is not even half of what is actually true.
在第四章29节、30节那记载，神赐给他极大的智慧。
In chapter 4, verses 29 and 30, it says that God gave Solomon wisdom and very great insight.
而且他的财宝也胜过天下的列王。
In addition to that, his riches were far beyond those of other nations.
这记载历代之下。
This is recorded in 2 Chronicles.
也就是说在当时所有的国家都没有他富足。
No other countries at that time was as rich as Solomon's.
在《列王纪上》第四章来说，他统管当时那一带的各国。And
King Solomon also reigned in a very far and wide region.
他可以成为多国的王。And
he was actually king of many nations.
人都是在富足的时候比较容易体贴肉体。
It is easy for human beings to submit themselves to the flesh when they are in great riches.
这个Solomon也是犯了这个毛病。
And King Solomon committed this mistake.
我们看传道书第二章。
Let us turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
在旧约795面。 传道书第二,795面,旧约。
Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
传道书第二章第三节
Chapter 2 verse 3
我心里擦酒如何用酒使我肉体舒畅他开始富足了以后就开始像这个肉体这么享受了让这个肉体要舒畅一些
After King Solomon become rich he began to think about how he could cheer himself with wine
这是一般人的
This is a common problem among human beings.
我们再看第八节。
Verse 8.
我有为自己积蓄金银和君王的财宝，并歌声的财宝，又得唱歌的男女，我世上所喜爱的我，并许多的嫔妃。第9节。
9.
这样我就日渐昌盛，胜过以前在耶路撒冷的众人。 我的智慧仍然存留，凡我所言所求的，没有留下不给他的；我心所落的，没有禁止不享受的。因我的心为我一切所劳碌的快乐，这就是我从劳碌中所得的份。你看，想看什么就看。
He denied himself nothing his eyes desire.
一点都没有约束。
He did not control his eyes at all.
心里想做什么，想这么享受就这么享受。
And he took enjoyment in whatever he could think of.
毫无节制。
He had no control whatsoever.
我们千万不要犯这种毛病。
We should never fall into the same trap.
我们富足的时候，一定要注意节制。
In our riches, we should still maintain our self-control.
不要忘记神的命令。
And never forget the Lord's commands.
因为富足的时候，很容易忘记神的命令。
Because it is easy to forget about God in our riches.
我们看申命记第8章。
Please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
申命记第8章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
旧约，227面。 申命记第8章。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
41节
Verse 11
你要谨慎免得忘记你的神不受他的诫命典章律例就是我今日所吩咐你的事节恐怕你慈爱宝主建造美好的房屋居住13节你的牛羊家多你的金银增添并你所有的全都增加14节14你就心高气傲 忘记你的神就是将你从埃及为奴之家领出来的这里讲人有一个通病就是当他富足的时候就很容易忘记神
The common weakness of human beings is that when they get rich, they forget God easily
我们富足的时候往往对神敬畏的心就慢慢减低了
And our fear for the Lord gradually decreases as we get richer. When we are in adversity or poverty, we fear that we may offend the Lord, and therefore we always keep His commandments very carefully.
到了我们富足的时候，要什么有什么，我们就把神忘记了。我也可以拿钱买这个，也可以做这个，也可以做那个。哦，以为自己就很能干了，把神丢到一边。However,
when we have accumulated much wealth, we think that money can do everything. Therefore, we put God aside.
我要享受这样，我要吃这样，我要喝那样，我要去玩，我要做什么？
We simply indulge in ourselves in all forms of pleasure according to our wish.
所罗门就犯了这项严重的毛病
And this is a serious mistake committed by King Solomon
他饮食非常讲究一天都杀很多的牛羊
He put much emphasis on his daily food and pleasure
住得很好
And he lived in a luxurious palace
我们参考《列王纪上》第七章
Please turn to 1 Kings chapter
列王纪上第七章
First Kings chapter 7
425面列王纪上第七章第一节
Verse 1
所罗门为自己建造宫室13年方才造成第二节
2
又建造黎巴嫩林宫 你看 为自己建造公司花了13年了
He spent 13 years building his own palace
这样还不满足还要建造别宫
But he wasn't satisfied He wanted to build another palace
多么奢华
He was very indulgent
圣经上描写历代之下人的描写他穿的衣服别人看到了就会诧异的神不守舍啊
In another place, the Bible also tells us that people marveled at his adornment and dress.
那雷王朝见他的时候，看到他的穿的衣服，那些那个官员穿的衣服，哦，大家都吓到了。When
the visiting kings and queens from other countries came and saw how they dressed and how they performed certain rites, they were amazed.
因为他们从来都没有看到这么好的衣服，也从来没有听说过。Because
they have never seen such riches and luxury.
他的车马都是一群一群，他的马都是最好的马，从埃及花高价的钱买来。His
chariots and horses were brought at a high price from Egypt.
我们知道这些钱哪里来的，都是那些人民负重的做苦工赚来的。But
all these wealth and riches came from the hard labor of the people.
在列王纪上十二章第四节来说。
In 1 Kings, it says that King Solomon put the common people to harsh labor.
这样自己那么享受。
And that was why he was able to have so much to enjoy.
这样是不合神的道理的。
And this is not according to the Lord's will.
我们基督徒也是一样。
This applies to us Christians.
我们的钱赚来也是不容易。
It is not easy to earn money.
啊，不要在饮食上太过于专心。
We should not put too much emphasis on our food and drink and pleasure.
我们参考希伯来书。
Please turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书最后一章。
The last chapter of Hebrews.
新约326面。新约326面。第九节。
Chapter 13, verse 9.
希伯来书13章第九节。
Chapter 13, verse 9 of Hebrews.
你们不要被那诸般怪异的教训勾引了去，因为人心靠恩得坚固才是好的，并不是靠饮食。那在饮食上专心的，从来没有得着益处。这是说，在饮食上专心的，啊，在灵性上是没有益处的。
Here it says, ceremonial foods are of no value to those who eat them.
啊，反而会引导他，影响他的灵性，让他的灵性啊退步。
They will affect the spirituality of the people who eat them.
啊，也不要考究啊我们的荣耀。
Nor should we worry too much about our vain glory.
啊，我很有巧，很有钱啊，很别人就看得起。
We often like to display our wealth so that people can look up to us.
啊，我们要住很漂亮的房子，开很贵的轿车。
We like to dwell in mansions and drive expensive cars.
啊，考究荣耀啊，真言来说也是不好。
But according to Proverbs, it is not good for a man to seek after vain glory.
他不但啊这样，而且他与外邦女子联婚。
In addition to his indulgence, King Solomon also married foreign queens, foreign princes.
啊，许多的外邦女子。
And he married many women from foreign nations.
啊，我们看《列王记上》11章。
Please turn to 1 Kings chapter 11.
我们反过来看《列王记上》11章。
1 Kings chapter 11.
第一节
verse 1,
433面，11章第一节
chapter 11 of 1 Kings verse 1。
所罗门王在法老的女儿之外，又宠爱许多外邦的女子，就是摩押的女子、亚门的女子、以东的女子、西顿的女子、赫人的女子。第二节
two，
论到这些国的人，神曾晓谕以色列人说，你们不可与他往来相同，因为他们必诱惑你们的心去随从他们的神。所罗门说怨爱这些女子。第三节，
对，
所罗门有妃700，都是公主，还有嫔300，这些嫔妃诱惑他的心啊，所以慢慢啊他的灵性就失去了。
Gradually, King Solomon suffered in his spirituality.
违背神的命令非常的严重。
He disobeyed the Lord's command in a very serious way.
神命令的时候叫他不要与叫以色列人不可与外邦人通婚。
Even though God had specifically commanded the Israelites not to intermarry with the Gentiles.
他专门去那些拜偶像的国家的公主。
But King Solomon nevertheless went ahead and married women from idol worshipping countries.
啊，这第一节说摩押的女子，摩押人啊，对拜偶像啊，很严重。
For example, the Moabites who worship idols.
亚门人也是一样。
The Ammonites.
啊，西顿王更是拜偶像。
The Sidonians.
啊，这些国家都是拜偶像很厉害的。
All these people are idol worshippers.
啊，他就偏偏去那边的女子。
But King Solomon kept on marrying women from those countries.
所以人的这个敬畏心一失去的话就好像一个河堤破口了，一破口那个水就会冲出来，那就不得了了。
When a person loses his fear for the Lord, the end result will be very severe.
我们灵性我们敬畏神的心千万不可以失去。
So we should never lessen our fear for the Lord.
这里他就违背神的律法，在申命记第七章。都曾经告诉以色列人了，不可与当地的外邦人的女子结婚。
even in Deuteronomy, God had commanded the Israelites not to intermarry with Gentile women.
圣经上, 啊, 他违反了很多的诫命。
And King Solomon disobeyed the Lord's command in many ways.
啊, 这里说他离了宾敌, 啊, 一共1000人。
And he had 700 wives and 300 concubines.
啊, 那, 圣经上都就已经, 啊, 规定了,
but even in the Old Testament, God had already commanded against this kind of practice.
我们看神明记,
Please turn to
四七章,
Deuteronomy 17.
旧约239面,
Deuteronomy 17.
旧约239面, 啊, 四七神明记四七章, 四七节,
Chapter 17 of Deuteronomy, verse 17.
他也不可为自己 多立嫔妃，恐怕他的心偏斜，也不可以为自己啊多积金银。这里讲国王啊不可以多立嫔妃。Here
the Lord's commands states that the king of Israel should not take many wives.
啊，他因为他的财富很多。And
nor should he accumulate much wealth.
啊，这十六节这里也讲了，不可以为自己加添马匹。
Verse 16, the king, moreover, must not acquire great numbers of horses for himself.
啊, 这十七节的后半段又讲了，也不可以多积金银。
He must not accumulate large amounts of silver and gold.
啊，他为自己多积了很多的金银。
King Solomon, on the contrary, amassed much wealth for himself.
在历代之下第一章来说，当时所罗门的啊在 耶路撒冷所积的金银像石头山上的石头一样那么多。In
2 Kings, it says that there was as numerous silver as the stones in Jerusalem.
啊，当时的民都吃饭都成问题，他积了这么多金银为自己。He
accumulated so much wealth while the common people suffered.
神的诫命里头都带着爱的，为什么叫国王不要多积金银呢？你积了都是从百姓那里来的啊，神。 道就规定啊，不要国王不可以太富多，要人民大家有福同享。
The reason God commanded that the king should not accumulate much wealth is that God cared for the common people, and He did not want the king to take advantage of the wealth of the people.
后来他就开始跟他们一起拜偶像。
And King Solomon worshipped the idols with these foreign women.
啊，我们看《列王纪上》。Please
turn to First Kings.
我们翻回来看《列王纪上》。十一章，啊，433面。First
Kings chapter 11.
列王纪上十一章。第六节
，verse six，
所罗门行神眼中看为恶的事，不效法他父亲大卫，专心顺从神。第七节
，seven，
所罗门为摩押可憎的神，提摩和亚门人可憎的神，摩罗在耶路撒冷对面的山上建筑求坛。啊，下边第八节就说向他烧香了。And
verse eight，
你看一个那么。 神那么爱他的，啊，是个祝福他那么大的，啊，一个人后来违反神的诫命，就是背叛神了，拜偶像。The
king whom the Lord loved so much initially, sinned against the Lord by worshiping idols.
啊，因此神就将他发怒了。Therefore,
the Lord's wrath was against Solomon.
我们继续看第九节。Verse
9。神向所罗门发怒，因为他的心偏离向他良知显现的以色列的神。
神曾吩咐他不可随从别人，他却没有遵守神所吩咐的。十一节，所以神对他说：“你既行了这些事，不遵守我所吩咐你守的约和律例，我必将你的国夺回，赐给你的臣子。”啊，因为他不遵守神的诫命，所以神。
Because King Solomon sinned against the Lord by disobeying his commandments, God wanted to take his kingdom away.
本来是神应许啊，他如果遵守神的诫命，他的子孙就是永永远远不断人坐在以色列的国位上。
In the beginning, God had promised Solomon that if he kept God's commandments, his descendants will continue to sit on the throne.
啊，但是啊，他因为不遵守。
But King Solomon disobeyed the Lord.
啊，神就啊从他的儿子那里啊开始把国位夺回来，赐给啊他的孙子。
Therefore, God tore his kingdom from him and gave it to one of his subordinates.
这里啊，重要的表现就是要啊常常敬拜他。
And the way to show our fear for the Lord is to worship him often.
啊，就是要聚会啊，唱诗祷告。
By attending services, by singing hymns and praying.
啊，还有看圣经。
And reading the Bible.
啊，当然要啊做见证来宣扬。
And by witnessing to others to proclaim the name of God.
啊，这样我们就可以得到神的祝福。
Then we will be blessed tremendously.
啊，感谢神，神自古到现在神是不改变的。
God does not change. He is the same from the beginning until now.
啊，我们可以看看从台湾看到美国。
We can take many examples from different countries.
啊，因为台湾的教会多。啊，我们的信徒多，神就祝福台湾啊，经济进步的特别的快。
Take for example the churches in Taiwan. We have many members there, and God bless them in there.
啊，说在世界上成为奇迹。
In their material lives, and they became so rich.
啊，我们想一想啊，在当初台湾啊，穷得很呢。
In the beginning, the people of Taiwan were very poor.
在一九啊五零年那个时候，台湾穷的军队都发饷都发不出来。
In the 1950s, the Taiwan government was so poor that it wasn't able to afford the compensation for the military.
啊，经过不久，结果台湾就富强起来。
But not long afterwards, the nation became strong and rich.
因为在当时我们真耶稣教会的人说啊，渐渐增加，大家拜神都有拜神的心。
And part of the reason was because the members and Christians increased at that time, and people feared the Lord.
尤其是在当山地最明显。
And this was particularly apparent in the tribal areas.
小弟到山地工作的时候，曾经听那边一位啊学生见证。
When I went to visit the churches in the tribal regions, I heard a testimony.
他说：“你来我们这边看我们现在的生活啊，感觉到不错。你不知道我们当时多么苦啊。”
A brother told me that I could not have possibly imagined what it was like a few years back.
他说：“我们以前。”啊，一年到头的生活，除了地瓜还是地瓜。
And they would eat potatoes from year beginning to year end.
啊，也有人见证过，他说这个小孩子啊，长了十来岁都没有看到过米呀。
And some kids had never seen rice even when they reached teenage.
啊，有一天他的爸爸打雷啊。把那个雷物拿去卖了钱，买米回来，从外面买米回来煮饭。小孩子一看，奇怪，这个什么东西都不敢吃啊！啊，这个白白的什么东西啊
？And one day when the father goes out hunting and brought back, he purchased some rice with the money, and the child was afraid to eat it because he didn't know what it was.
那位学生说，他说，你看我们现在的生活啊，和平地没有什么差别呀、
啊。But now they are becoming as wealthy as the people of the city.
啊，我们那个一位长老很喜欢讲笑话啊，他就讲道理说，他说呀，我啊去访问一位弟兄啊，我看他家里看到好多鸡啊。
And an elder said that when he visited one of the families, there he saw many chickens.
啊，我说那位弟兄是不是养鸡啊
？I asked him, was that brother raising chickens?
他说他那个鸡都不吃米的呀。
He said those chickens don't eat rice.
我说那什么鸡呀，那么好不吃米。
And I asked him what kind of chickens are those.
啊，他说洗衣机、电视机、收音机啊，这个鸡那个鸡啊，哦，绝对不吃米啊。我们就知道啊，所以富足啊，台湾的富足那么快啊，尤其是山地啊。
And from this incident, we know that the people of Taiwan became rich instantly.
那位学生给我见证，他说我们这里以前啊，山上都没有什么。他说你现在看啊，又是苹果，又是什么梨子，又是水蜜桃啊，又是羊鳟鱼啊，都是之前的东西，拿去一卖啊，真是啊，钱马上就来了。
And they found many ways of accumulating wealth.
他说以前我们下山到镇上去买东西啊，那个老那店员老板都不理我们呐、啊，看到我们啊，就好像没有人来一样。
The people of the cities used to despise the people from the mountains.
他说现在我们下山呐、啊，啊，我们山上的人也到那个店里啊，请坐，请坐，就说你要买什么啊，对我们客气的不得了啊。
Whereas now people show much respect to them.
啊，因为我们口袋有钱了。
Because they have become wealthy.
但是啊，我们要小心，在这富足的时候很容易啊败坏我们的灵性啊。
But it is our spirituality is easily corrupted in times of riches.
在20年以前，山地的教会啊，非常的兴旺，非常的热心。
20 years ago, the churches in the tribal regions.
我们平地去访问的，回来个个都说啊，神知道啊，山地的。弟兄姊妹，爱心真好。
We're very fervent and very loving, and everyone agreed to that.
啊，现在去访问呢，就没有啊，把大麻子都升那么高了。
But things have changed.
所以这个啊，富足啊，我们在富足中一定要敬啊，要敬畏神。
Therefore, we need to fear the Lord even when we are rich.
我们中国古人他们修身有三个法则。
One of the Chinese philosophies has to do with three ways, three principles of life.
啊，他们叫做三不朽啊。
Or three ways to avoid corruption of our characters.
啊，第一就是贫贱不能移。
The first is do not despair in poverty.
啊，就是说，尤其是我们基督徒啊，在贫穷的时候啊，我们的信心不能动摇。
We as Christians should not give up our faith even when we are extremely poor.
啊，也可以说是叫做安贫乐道。
We should be content with what we have.
啊，我们啊，能够在贫穷的生活中能够啊侍奉神啊，不会去这个贪心呐、去图人家或者是占人家便宜啊，做一些不合道理的事情。
We should be able to preserve our integrity and not be greedy or steal when even though we may be poor.
那第二个呢？啊，就是富贵不能淫。
The second principle of characters is do not defy yourself when you are rich.
啊，富贵的时候最容易啊。放纵自己的肉体了。
It is easy for a person when he is in riches to indulge in his pleasures.
啊，很多人都会在富足中、富贵中啊，他的降低他的那个人格。
Many people corrupt their characters when they are in great wealth.
啊，第三项就是威武不能屈。
The third principle is that do not yield when you're amidst evil forces.
啊，在圣经上都有啊例子的。
There are examples of these principles throughout the Bible.
啊，圣经中在贫贱的时候能够受道理。你看，许多的古先知，穷的连饭都没有吃。
There are many prophets and saints in the Bible who went through extreme poverty.
啊，有个伊丽莎的啊先知的门徒，他离世了，他的太太来向他求啊。
There was a student of the prophet Elisha. Who had passed away, and his widow came and sought Elisha.
啊，他说我的先生离世了以后，啊，因为离世之前欠人家的钱，啊，现在人家向我要账，我没有，他要把我的儿子啊拿去做奴隶。
And this widow's husband owed a lot of debt, and she wasn't able to pay it after her husband died, and the creditor wanted to take her sons away.
啊，人家把耶利米先知抓去啊。 扔在那个水牢里头，快要饿死了。
And another example, the prophet Jeremiah was thrown into a prison of mud, and he almost died of hunger.
以利亚先知只是一把面，一点又过了几年了。
Elijah, the prophet Elijah, went through several years with a few flour and oil.
都能够保持他美好的品性。
But all these people were able to preserve their spiritual characters.
在富贵不能淫方面更多啊，像约伯。
And there are examples of people who did not indulge in sexual immorality in their riches.
在当时的时代，他的啊牛羊多得不得了。
Job, for example, he had much cattle and livestock.
但是他对自己的要求很严格。
But he was very strict on himself.
啊，他对儿女啊，过了一段时间都要儿女自戒献祭啊，说求神赦免他儿女无意中犯的过失。
He would ask the children to purify themselves on a regular basis.
啊，像丹尼利在那个王宫里头也是能够自戒。
Daniel is another example who purified himself even in the palaces of Babylon.
照着素常一天三次的祷告啊过生活。
He prayed three times a day as usual.
唯物不能缺也是很多啊，就像丹尼利，你要把它扔在狮子坑里啊，不准他祷告，他啊你祷告我就把你扔在狮子坑里，他照样祷告。
There are also many examples.People who did not yield to evil forces, Daniel was one of them who did not yield when he was threatened to be thrown into the lion's den.
但以利的三个好朋友也是一样啊。国王说啊，叫他们拜偶像，他就是不拜。
And so were the three friends of Daniel who did not bow down to the idols of the king.
啊，国王很生气啊，说现在咒语啊。
The king was enraged.
啊，听到约声以后，如果拜就鞭吧，不拜就把他扔在烈火的窑中。
He told them to bow down to the idols when they heard the music, and if not, they would be thrown into the fiery furnace.
啊，但是他们照样不拜偶像。
But three friends refused to worship the idols.
这圣经上叫做自始忠心。
This is faithful unto death.
啊，我们基督徒就要这样。
This should be the character of a Christian.
能够做到这三点，我们古时候称它为圣贤。
If we can.Do these three principles of the sage.
也就是说，他品格非常的高超。
And we will achieve noble characters.
啊，我们现在如果能够做到这三点，我们称圣经上称作圣徒。
And from a biblical vocabulary, we will become saints by achieving these principles.
啊，也就是灵性美好的啊进度。
In other words, we will have excellent spirit.
在神的眼中看为极为宝贵。
And the Lord will treasure us in His eyes.
所以我们啊，拿所罗门的失败做我们大家的参考。
Therefore, we have studied King Solomon and his failure.
啊，我们现在的基督徒如果不警醒，不保持我们敬畏的心，啊，神会把我们的国夺回去。
If we do not keep our purity and do not keep our fear for the Lord, God will tear His kingdom away from us.
我们看马太福音二十一章。
Please turn to Matthew 21.
马太福音二十一章
Matthew 21
请你我三十面哦，请你我三十一面三十一面马太福音二十一章
Matthew
21四十三节二十一章四十三节
Verse 43
所以我告诉你们，神的国必从你们夺去，赐给那能结果子的百姓。因为当时的有一部分以色列人不能结果子，所以神说要把神的国从他们中间夺回去。
Some of the Jews at Jesus' time did not bear any fruit, therefore Jesus said that God's kingdom will be taken away from them.
啊，本来就是预定，我们受洗以后啊，准备要进天国的。
We are destined to be saved after we have received baptism.
啊，就是分别为圣的。
We are the people set aside by the Lord.
当时以色列民是神派选的子民。
Just as the Israelites were the chosen people of God.
也是有预计他们要进天国的。
They were destined for the kingdom of God.
啊，但是如果不守道理。
But if we do not preserve the truth.
神就不准他进天国，就把神的国夺回。
God will take the kingdom, His kingdom away from us.
啊，我们现在洗礼以后啊，神也是预计啊，准备啊，培养我们，让我们进天国。
Similarly, after we have been baptized, God has predestined us to be saved.
啊，如果我们在道理上失败了， 那就要把神的国夺回来，就今天国就没有份了。
But if we fail to obey the word of the Lord, our portion in the kingdom of God will be lost.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，我们在富足的时候，还要继续保持我们敬畏的心啊，能够当吃苦的要吃苦。
So let us preserve our integrity and fear for the Lord even in our great wealth.
我们看路加福音。
We turn to Luke.
路加福音二十二章。
Luke 22。
啊，新约。新约一百四六面。
Luke chapter 22。
路加二十二章。二十八节。
Verse 28。
二十二章二十八节。
Luke 22:28。
我在磨练之中，常与我、常和我同在的就是你们。二十九节。
29。
我将国赐给你们，正如我父赐给我一样。三十节。
30。
叫你们在我国里坐在我的席上吃喝，并且坐在宝座上审判以色列十二个支派。这是主耶稣对他的门徒说的。
These are the words of Jesus to his disciples.
啊，主耶稣在传道的时候受尽了千辛万苦。
Jesus suffered agony and trials through his ministry.
与主耶稣同在的就是那些忠心的门徒。
And it was the disciples who went through the trials with him.
啊，所以啊，主耶稣就应许他要把国神的国赐给他们。
So here Jesus promises his disciples that he will give his kingdom to them.
将来主耶稣要审判世界的时候，这些人可以坐在宝座上与主耶稣一同坐王审判世界。
And when Jesus comes as the judge over all the earth, these disciples will sit on the thrones and with Jesus.
这个应许是给他们的，也是给我们的。
And this promise is given to us as well as to the disciples.
啊，如果我们弟兄姊妹能够与主耶稣一同辛苦，我们将来主耶稣来的时候就会赐给我们很大的荣耀。
If we are willing to go through trials with Jesus, when He comes, He will also give us great glory.
啊，我们最后请看罗马书第八章。
Finally, please read Romans chapter 8.
新约二百十七面。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章十七节，罗马书八章十七节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 17。
我们从十六节看。
Verse 16。
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。十七节。
17。
既是儿女，便是后世，就是神的后世，和基督同作后世。如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。这说我们现在就是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
就是神的后世。
We are the heirs of God.
我们要和主耶稣一同辛苦。
And we need to suffer with the Lord Jesus Christ.
将来主耶稣显现的时候，我们就和主耶稣一同在天上荣耀的宝座上得到荣耀。
So that when he appears, we will share the glory of Jesus Christ along with him.
所以我们继续保持基督徒勤俭这个劳苦的生活。
So let us preserve our frugal and a diligent life as Christians.
将来对我们是有很大的益处的。
Because this will benefit us greatly.
现在我们来唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
138首。
138.